learning done every day, even when we're Ben Azmanim. When you're older, you go on a family trip with your family. It's always important to make sure you can set aside some time. Either you have to wake up a little earlier or pack the night before, so while your kids are packing, you get a few minutes in. But always important to set aside, at least every day, some time for learning. So I'd like to go through just a few halachos regarding saying Mashiv Aruach Umar Dageshem. We know that we all started saying that the last day on Shmini Atzeres, we started to say Mashiv Aruach Umar Dageshem. And just a couple of halachos. So first some background information, and then I think we're going to get to a chiddush or two that you might not be familiar with, but some very big chiddushim that appear in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. So just in terms of background, why do we say Mashiv Aruach Umar Dageshem? The rainy season has begun. Sukkot kicks off the rainy season. Why do we start at the end of the Chag? Why don't we start in the beginning? This is a Mishnah and Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Tainus. And we're told, the Mishnah Berurah brings us all down in Siman Kuf Yud Dalet at the end of Chelek Aleph. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Mishnah, from the Gemara, that we know that during the Chag, even though rain is always a bracha in Eretz Yisrael, it's always a bracha, but there's a little bit of a clash during Sukkot. Because if it rains during Sukkot, we can't be mekayim the mitzvah of Sukkah. And the Gemara tells us it's like bringing a glass of water to your Rebbe or to your Adon, and he pours it right back on your head. So we want to be mekayim the mitzvah of Sukkah. So even though we want rain, on the other hand, we would prefer the rain not to come on Sukkot itself. And therefore, we're not going to be mazkir geshamim in the beginning of Sukkot. We're going to wait till the end of Sukkot when we no longer have a mitzvah sitting in the Sukkah. Maybe at this point, it's very important to make a distinction here between being mazkir geshamim and being shoel on geshamim. The first three brachos of Shmona Esrei are where we are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the second bracha is the gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we say that he's mechayi meisim, he's matir asurim. So part of our description of him is that he brings rain. We're not asking for rain in that bracha. We are describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a being that brings rain. Later, when we get to the bakashos, the center, the middle of Shmona Esrei, that's when we're asking for things. We're asking for parnasa. So at that time, we ask for rain. So the truth is, we're not even asking for rain yet. We don't ask for rain here in Eretz Yisrael, right? In America, you all know, in Chutz Laretz, in the United States, in England, in Canada. So you know that it says in the art scroll, so it says, what is it, December? I don't even remember. I haven't been there for December 4th, December 5th. Okay, in Eretz Yisrael, we do it Zayin Cheshvan. So why the distinction? How come we mention already Mashiv Aruach now, and we don't start saying V'sein Talu Matar Levracha until December 4th or until Zayin Cheshvan? So there the Gemara tells us, here we are already mentioning that Hashem brings the rain. That's a description of Hashem, because it's the rainy season. But we don't ask for the rain yet, because the Ole Regalim were returning home. And if they get rained on their return trip home, maybe they won't come next year. We don't want them. First of all, they came to do a mitzvah. Then we're going to all, the second, it's not so sensitive to them. The second they leave Yerushalayim, we start asking for the rain, and they're all going to get rained on. So we don't actually ask for rain until a few weeks later, until everyone can get home and settled and get ready for the winter. But we already are mazkir that Hashem is one who brings rain now. Now, we don't even mention that in the beginning of the Chag, because we really don't want to even talk about rain, even though the whole Chag is about rain, because of the fact that we want to be mekayim the mitzvah of Sukkot, of sitting in the Sukkah. Now, once we're doing it on Shmini Atzeres, why do we only do it at Musaf? When should we do it? The night of Shmini Atzeres. We're already not sitting in the Sukkah the night of Shmini Atzeres. So there, the Mishnah Berurah says that, you know, not everybody comes to Maariv back then. Now everybody comes to Maariv. But back then, not everybody went to Maariv. And they're not going to hear the Hachrazah. So some people are going to start saying it, some people are not. Agudos, we don't want some people mentioning, some people not. Okay, so then do it in the morning. The morning's also a problem because you have to announce it before you start saying Mashiv Aruach. When are we going to announce it? You're not allowed to pause between Geula Utfila. So when are we going to announce it? So therefore, the Gemara says, and the Mishnah quotes, we don't start until Musaf. But really, we should be starting at night. Okay, Ad Kan, Hakdama, basic information about Mashiva Ruach Umorad HaGeshem. What I'd like to now share with you is a huge chiddush that if you've never seen this in the Shulchan Aruch, you're probably going to be very surprised. You probably did not realize this, and we might have even made this mistake before. So, in Kuf Yud Dalet Vav, the Shulchan Aruch tells us as follows. Hey, Vav, if you forget Mashiva Ruach, you got to go back. That we all knew. But listen to the way that the Shulchan Aruch words it. When is the halacha true that if you forgot to mention Mashiva Ruach, we make you go back to the beginning? Hainu kishasiyem kol habracha. V'hischil bracha achareha. That's if you finish the bracha, meaning you say, Baruch atah Hashem, mechayei ameisim, and you start the next bracha. Ata kadosh, or even just ata. Once you finish Mechaya Mason and you start Ata kadosh, it's too late. Oh, it's Chozer L'Rosh HaTfilah. You got to start from the beginning. Now, why don't we start from the beginning? Why don't we just start from Ata Gibor? Because the first three brachas are a unit. So you got to start from the beginning. You messed up the second bracha. You got to start from the beginning. But, says the Shulchan Aruch, Aval im nizkar kodem shesiyem hebracha. What if I said, Ata gibor li'lam Hashem mechayim esim atarav lo shia? Mechal kachayim bechased mechayim esim, I forgot to say Mashiv HaRuach. And then all of a sudden I'm saying, so mech noflim v'rofech, and then I remember that I didn't say it. What do I do? What would you say? You would think, okay, so just go back to Ata gibor. That's not what the Shulchan Aruch says. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if you remember before you finish, Yomer Bekomo, say it wherever you're up to. Wherever you are in that second bracha, say it. Why? Because it doesn't really need to be Ata Gibor Lilam Hashem, Mechai Mesim Ata Rav Loshia, Mashiva Ruach Amar Degeshem. It doesn't need to be there. The reason we put it there is because rain provides sustenance. And what do we say right afterwards? Mashiva Ruach Amar Degeshem, Mechal Kel Chayim Bechesed. You provide life. So that's an appropriate place to put it. But the truth is, it's shaykh to the whole second bracha. It's just a description of God's greatness and His power. So wherever you remember in the second bracha, you throw it in. So that's a little bit of a chiddush, but then it gets even bigger. V'afilu im siyem habracha. Okay, so I don't say Mashiv HaRuach. Baruch atah Hashem, mechayei ameisim. And then I remember that I didn't say Mashiv HaRuach. V'nizkar kodem shishchel atakadosh. And I didn't yet say atakadosh. Ein sarach lachsor. You don't have to go back because you didn't start Atakadosh yet. What do you do? Ela Omer Mashiva Ruach Mar Dageshem Belo Chasima. You say it right there. So I start Atakibor Lamashem Mechayim Esim Mar Loshia. I don't say Mashiva Ruach Mar Dageshem. Mechaka Chayim Bechatsim Mechayim. Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayim Esim. What do? Mashiva Ruach Mar Dageshem. Atakadosh Veshimcha Kadosh. I say it right there after the bracha is over, before I say Atakadosh, and then I go on to Atakadosh. The Mishnah Berurah points out that this halach is true in a couple of other locations as well. Whenever the din is that if you forget to say something, you have to repeat Shmon Esrei, if you forget to say it and you didn't start the next bracha yet, so you can say it right there in the middle of like no man's land, in the middle of nothing. So for instance, Yalla V'Yavo. If you don't say Yalla V'Yavo at night of Rosh Chodesh, so you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei, because they were at Mekadesh L'Chodesh at night. So you don't repeat Shmon Esrei if you forgot Yalla V'Yavo. That's even true on the second night of Rosh Chodesh. You don't repeat Yalla V'Yavo, you don't repeat Shmon Esrei. But if you forgot Rosh Chodesh during the day, now, by the way, a lot of people, some people know this din about the night, and they think it's true during Chol HaMoed as well. It's not true during Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed at night, if you forget Yalla V'Yavo at Maariv, you repeat Shmon Esrei. It's only Rosh Chodesh. So let's say it's Rosh Chodesh, and I forgot day, Shachris, and I forgot to say Yalla V'Yavo. So I say Ritzei, and then I say, V'sechazenu einenu b'shuvcha l'tzion b'rachamim, Baruch atah Hashem, ha-machazir shkinaso l'tzion. And I realize I didn't say Yalla V'Yavo. You just say it right there. You finish, and then you start modim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out here. And the Mishnah Berurah basically says as follows. It's this interesting chiluk. When there's an insertion in Shmona Esrei that you don't have to repeat Shmona Esrei for, let's say Yalla V'Yavo at night of Rosh Chodesh, the rule is, once you finish the bracha, Baruch atah Hashem ha-machazir shechinaso l'tzion, it's over. In fact, once you say Baruch atah Hashem, it's over. Because once you say Baruch atah Hashem, what are you going to do? You say Baruch atah Hashem, you're about to say ha-machazir shechinaso l'tzion, it's over, and you lost Yalla V'Yavo. it's okay. You just keep going because it's the night. But if it's one of the times where we make you repeat Shmon Esrei, like Yalav Yavo during the day, like Mashiv Aruach, you have a little bit more time. You have until you start the new bracha. Okay, big chiddush. Chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch. And the Mishnah Berurah says this chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch comes from a Rav Yoh, Rabbi Eliezer ben Rabbi Yoel, who is a great Rishon from Ashkenaz. The Rav Yoh is quoted in the Rush, and the Rush quotes the Rav Yoh like this, that once, as long as you haven't started the next bracha, it's not over yet, you can still stick in Mashiv Aruach. Baruch Ato Hashem Mechayim Eisim, Mashiv Aruach Amar Dageshem Ata Kadosh. But the Mishnah Berurah, you know, ups the ante in terms of Chidushim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I want you to know this halacha that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, I'm not so sure it's true. In the Ber Halacha, he says, Din zeh lemaisa l'anias daiti yesh l'ayin tuva. He says, I'm not so sure this is correct. It's true the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way, but first of all, he says, Rabbeinu Yonah, it's Perish and Brachos, Rabbeinu Yonah disagrees. He holds, the cutoff is not, right? What we're basically saying, according to the Rav Yoh, is that if it's something so serious that you'd have to repeat Shmon Esrei, the bell, the cutoff, is did you start the next bracha? If you haven't started the next bracha, you're still sort of in the old bracha. Now, not really, because if it's something that you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei for, you're done. But if it's something you do have to repeat Shmon Esrei for, you're still holding by the last bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the Ber Halacha, Rabbeinu Yonah disagrees. Rabbeinu Yonah holds, as soon as you finish a bracha, it's over. Doesn't matter. Something you have to repeat Shmon Esrei for, something you don't have to repeat Shmon. If you say Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayim Esim, you have to go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. You're not still alive because you haven't started Ata Kadosh. And then he says, I also found a Riaz like that. And I says, I think it's actually Mashman the Rambam that way. And Kedarko Bakodesh, the Mishnah Berurah starts to compile a laundry list of Rishonim and Achronim that disagree with this Chiddush of the Rav Yoh. So says the Mishnah Berurah, big Chiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah, listen, I don't want to argue with the Shulchan Aruch, but I also think there's a big issue here. Because there are a lot of Rishonim that disagree with this view of the Rav Yoh. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, Nira Lanait Niastaiti, Lemaisa to do as follows. If you say Baruch Atah Hashem, which should, according to all these other Rishonim, and in a situation where you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei, like Yalav Yavo at night, what happens once I say Baruch Atah Hashem to say Mechaya Mason? What's the din? What's the din? Yeah, say it in English.
You're done.
You're done. It's all over once you say Baruch Atah Hashem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you say Baruch Atah Hashem, and you remember that you haven't said Yalav Yavo, you remember that you haven't said Mashiv Aruach, what should you do? Says the Mishnah Berurah, say Lamdeni Chukecha. Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha. Then you haven't finished the Bracha of Mechaya Mesim. You can say Mechaya Mesim, and then you finish the Bracha. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, you do like this. Atoki Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaya Mesim at the Rav Loshia. Baruch Atah Hashem, Lamdeni Chukecha, Mashiv Aruach Umar Dageshem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mechayei HaMeisim. If you say Baruch Atah Hashem and you haven't finished yet, you say Lamdeni Chukecha. What in the world is Lamdeni Chukecha? Lamdeni Chukecha is a pasuk in Tehillim. Baruch Atah Hashem, Lamdeni Chukecha, it's a pasuk in Tehillim. So you could say that. That way we don't get into the big machlokas. Because if you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Mechayei HaMeisim, now you're a big machlokes. The Shulchan Aruch says you could still say Mashiv Aruach, but I, the Mishnah Berurah, based on the Rambam and the Riaz and the Rabbeinu Yonah, say you can't say Mashiv Aruach. You're done. So to avoid that, we'll say Lamdeni Chukecha. Someone asked me a big kasha on this Mishnah Berurah. Why?
About when you say Baruch
Atah Hashem. What I say Baruch? Okay, but for a situation of Baruch Atah Hashem, we've avoided the machlokes. You're right. If you say Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaya Meisim, you're in trouble. Machlokes, what do you do? We're Shulchan Aruch Jews. What do you do if it says Baruch Atah Hashem? You say Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayei Meisim. You follow the Shulchan Aruch. You don't have to worry about this Ber Halacha. You follow the Shulchan Aruch. You say Mashiv Aruach Mar Dageshem, and you continue Ata Kadosh. That's the Rav Yoh. But the Mishnah Berurah is very firm. Mishnah Berurah says if we can avoid a machlokes, let's avoid a machlokes. If you only said Baruch Atah Hashem, say Lamdeni Chukecha, say Mashiv Aruach,
finish the bracha and go on, and you haven't entered into a machlokes. Someone asked me a kasha. If you want to get breakfast today, you got to ask the kasha. Go ahead, Gidon. What's the kasha?
You're being mafsik in the middle of... What, you could start saying psukim of Tehillim in the middle of a bracha? In the middle of Shmon Esrei? You're in the middle of Atok Yivor Lam Hashem Mechayim Esim Mizmor LeDavid Hashem Roi Lo Echsar Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayim Esim. It's a hafsek in the middle of Shmon Esrei. Sure enough, Rav Moshe Feinstein in a tshuva writes, I don't know what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. How in the world can you just start saying Psukim and Tehillim in the middle of Shmon Esrei? The Mishnah Berurah, Rav Moshe Feinstein knows Mishnah Berurah didn't make up this concept. The Rishonim already talk about the concept of saying Lamdeni Chukecha. You know when they say it? They say that if you pick up an apple and you want to take a bite out of an apple and you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, sorry, you say Baruch Atah Hashem, and then you look at the apple and you realize that the apple is corroded and full of worms. So instead of finishing the bracha, you can say Lamdeni Chukecha. So says Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe, I know there's something called Lamdeni Chukecha, but that works by a bracha Rishona. Where in the world does the Mishnah Berurah get the idea that you can say that in the middle of davening? And therefore, the Moshe Feinstein says, "Lanias daiti kvodo shel Mishnah Berurah bimkomo." I don't think that what the Mishnah Berurah says is a good suggestion. What I think you should do is you should follow the straight psak of the Shulchan Aruch. If you say Baruch Ata Hashem, you finish the bracha Mechayei Amesim. Then you say Mashiv Baruch Amar Dageshem, and you end. And then you continue with Atah Kadosh. So we learned a bunch of very important things today. We learned the background. We learned the difference between Mashiv HaRuach and B'Sein Tal HaMatar L'Vracha. One is a Haskara, a praise of Hashem. One is a She'ela. We understood why we start saying one at the end of Sukkot, not the beginning, and why the other one we don't say until December 4th or until after we get into Cheshvan. Zayin Cheshvan. We talked about this very important halacha. If you forgot Mashiv HaRuach, you got to go back. But what's called forgetting Mashiv HaRuach? The straight psak in the Shulchan Aruch? It's only if you finished the bracha and started the next one. True by Yalav Yavu as well. Many people will often remember that. It's going to be true in benching, I believe, as well. That if you finish the bracha, you haven't started. You say, Uvnei Yushalayim Yerakodesh Memehirav Yameinu Baruch Atah Hashem. Amen. And you don't start the next bracha, you could still say Yalav Yavo, which is great, because who remembers the text of that bracha you're supposed to add in if you do it later? It's very hard to remember the text of that bracha. So if you haven't started the next bracha, straight psak in the Shulchan Aruch is that you can start, you can add in the Haskara. I will end with one piece for the sake of Eretz Yisrael. All of what I've told you about, if you found this topic to be complicated, all you have to do is move to Eretz Yisrael, and you don't have to worry about this halacha as well, at all. I don't have to worry. I'm very forgetful. I'm sure I forgot Mashiv HaRuach many times already, and I'm fine. I'm in the clear. I never repeated Shmona Esrei. Because the Shulchan Aruch writes that you only have to repeat Shmona Esrei for forgetting Mashiv HaRuach if you didn't say Morad Atal. So if you're one of our Sephardic brethren, and you say Morad Atal during the summer, and then you switch to Mashiv HaRuach. So if you forgot Mashiv HaRuach and you said Morad Atal, you're fine. And if you live in Eretz Yisrael and you're Ashkenazi, so you also say Morad Atal all year. So, you know, a lot of times we have this halacha, because a lot of us probably forget. We all of a sudden, we're in the middle of like Slach Lanu, and we go, oh gosh, I don't remember if I said Mashiv HaRuach. So what's the din? So everybody know that Shor HaMuad, right? We're going to talk about it in Baba Kama. Everyone knows, well, if it's within the first 30 days, and I didn't sing, you know, Mashiv HaRuach so many times, it's still within the first 30 days. L'chora, I probably davened Tarz and davening all summer. I said Morad Atal, right? Or I said nothing, if I'm American or British or Canadian. I didn't, and I'm Ashkenazi, I didn't say Morad Atal. I probably did not say Mashiv HaRuach. What do I have to do? I have to go back. But if you live in Eretz Yisrael and you don't know what you did, you're fine. Because you probably did what you did all summer. What did you probably do all summer? You said Morad Atal. So you're in the clear. So if Yom Tov Sheni is not enough of a reason for you to make Aliyah, throw Mashiv HaRuach into it, and I'm sure you'll all sign up to make Aliyah. So everyone have a great day. Hike well. Have a very enjoyable day. Ready.